This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So we were talking yesterday about fax machines, and yes, a lot of offices still have them. We were talking about how those machines can be hacked and how that might make your office network vulnerable, right? Today, cash machines, a.k.a. ATMs. The website Krebs on Security reports that the FBI has warned banks around the country about a global fraud scheme called an ATM cash out. From the Marketplace desk of whatever that is, it can't possibly be good, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
What I'm about to describe is going to sound like a heist movie. Here goes. An ATM cash out begins when a group of cyber criminals breaks into a bank's computer system, maybe through a phishing email. Next, the criminals steal a bunch of account numbers and make fake debit cards. Then, says Chester Wisniewski at the security firm Sophos, they recruit help.
They would go into underground markets and forums and start going, right, we're going to do one of these unlimited cash out attacks where we're going to steal millions of dollars, but we need people on the ground.
The criminals lift the controls at a bank's ATMs, overwriting PIN numbers and nixing withdrawal limits. And then they fan out across the country and bleed the ATMs dry.
If they hit all those ATMs at the same time, they can get a huge amount of money out.
ATM cash outs aren't just theoretical. A bank in Virginia lost a couple million dollars in a recent attack. Fred Kate at Indiana University says ATMs have always been vulnerable.
Lots of times people, for example, get their card skimmed, where somebody makes a copy of their ATM card and then they can go take money out of their account. This is a much more sophisticated attack.
And because ATM cashouts are so sophisticated, they're an especially big problem for small and mid-sized banks. Al Pasquale is head of fraud security at Javelin Strategy and Research.
Maybe their security awareness program isn't great, and their employees consequently are not as good at spotting phishing emails.
And that makes small banks an easier target for cyber criminals. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.